In the darkness of the night, heroic forces will battle for light. Hear them talk with all their might. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast. Chatting candidly about a cartoon.
About a cartoon.
With the force of a sonic boom.
Sonic boom.
Two hearts, four hands, one moon. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast.
Well, that pitch didn't go well.
Yeah, that did not go well.
You know, the problem, is I forgot what we were pitching when we got there.
It's, you know, it's funny that we have the term cold feet.
Yeah.
Because I honestly think it should be called hot mouth.
Yeah,
like, I never get cold feet when I'm going to do something.
No, my mouth gets all dry and hot and stuff.
It's really warm.
I need a lot of water.
Yeah, I get super dehydrated when I'm stressed.
Well, the next Shark Tank meeting we get, we should remember to pitch this phrase of hot mouth.
Hot mouth?
Yeah, I think it would do.
On Literary Shark Tank?
Yeah. That's my favorite of the Shark Tanks, I think.
Yeah. And they don't show it on Earth, which is really disappointing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're really good with words.
They show it on other planets. Good. They show it on, like, the outer planet, so maybe when we get there we can do that.
Yeah.
So I guess we just make our lives here now.
Yeah. Well, just to catch everybody up. It's been a little while. Just to catch everyone up. We're on Uranus. That's about it.
Yeah,
they're fully caught up.
This is about it. We escaped the underworld from Uranus, and we're now walking around here, and we have to live here because we don't have a spaceship or anything, or any way to make money because we can't get hired at a zoo.
And honestly, we probably could find a shuttle. Yeah. We probably could find some sort of kayak.
Mm-hmm.
We probably could find just a normal spaceship or get a ride with somebody, but I feel like that would be reusing old beats that we've already had in our adventure.
I don't like to relive stuff that's happening in my life because I feel like I don't want my own life to be stale.
No. No, I definitely don't. I know that people might think that that's because I'm too influenced by fiction, but you're right.
Let's just stay here and make friends for once, you know?
Cool.
Because, like, we've tried it before and then just left. I feel like we leave everyone behind.
You know, we go to a lot of weird things on different planets. I feel like we go to a lot of, like, name brand, like, establishments.
We went to, we tried to get a job at Hard Rock Cafe on the moon.
Yeah. There's, like, a Jamba Juice on Mars, remember?
Yeah, and the American Idol.
Yeah. There's a lot of... here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
We got a whole... Just so you know, we're recording this. They shoot Shark Tank in front of a... in the strip mall.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to pick a place at random, and I'm going to hope that it's not like a name brand sort of thing.
Okay.
You ready?
Do you want to... Is it random if we... Okay.
My eyes are closed.
Your eyes are closed.
Tell me when to stop.
Okay, but I can... My eyes are open. Should I close my eyes?
Yeah. You also close your eyes.
I'll close my eyes, too.
Okay.
All right. Do you start?
Yeah,
okay,
my finger's going.
Stop.
Art gallery. Let's go to the art gallery. It's just called art gallery.
Yeah. Oh, this will bring back good memories of when I tried to be an art intern.
Oh, yeah. That was government work. That wasn't name brand. I feel like we're already on the right path.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Let's go inside.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well. Welcome to Art Gallery.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's just the name of it?
Yeah, we're a subsidiary of P&G.
Oh.
The bank?
Procter & Gamble. Yeah, they're actually a sort of like a... I don't even know what they do, really. They're kind of a corporation. I think they own...
Their reach extends very far.
They own a lot of companies, including Art Gallery. You know, they're trying to break into the art world. They kind of got the beauty market cornered. They do Dove, Biore.
Oh, yeah. I like Dove campaigns.
I like how you can put Biore on your face and you pull off your blackheads.
Yeah, the blackhead strips. Those are good. So you fellas in the market for some art?
Well, we're sort of in a general market, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Just to give you a little bit of backstory, seems to be sort of my role in the dynamic. I'll say something and then Minzu will... We'll sort of pipe in to fill in the cracks here, but...
Yeah, I'm going to fill in our names right now. my name is Minzwi,
mm-hmm.
And this is Omar.
Yeah!
Nice to meet you.
Hi!
What is your name?
Nice to meet you. I'm Kelsey. Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you, Kelsey.
It's really nice to meet you guys. It has been a really slow day, so feel free to just sit here and chat with me as long as you like. We're not...
Wow. That's really inviting.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, the last Uranus person we met was very...
Onerous.
I would say. Yeah.
The kind of attitude that makes not for a very good art collector, as you can probably imagine. So don't get a lot of business here.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty lonely.
Is it better to be aggressive?
You collect art?
Yeah, I collect art. I put it here on the walls. I want people to buy it, but they don't seem to want to spend money on it. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. So you go out to artists and you get art and you bring it here. And then people are like, hopefully, like, oh, that's awesome. I'm going to buy it.
Most of it I make myself.
Actually. Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you can see, you know, I've signed it, Kelsey. Here.
That's you, Kelsey.
Oh, that makes sense. That lines up.
Yeah, but you know, most people on Uranus, they're not very into artwork. They're more into like swords and Shark Tank and that kind of stuff.
I've noticed that everyone has been carrying around a sword, and it makes me very uneasy.
It's really frightening, right? I feel like sword regulation should be like a hot button issue here in the government, but no one is really into that idea. They're like, no, I need my space blaster. I need to take it with me wherever I go, and that's what they call their swords.
Wow.
Very confusing.
It is really confusing. I'm like, why are you calling it a space blaster? That sounds like a gun.
Yeah. To be fair, whenever for as long as we've been here on Uranus, we haven't really seen any violent space blaster related deaths.
That's great. You're having a good day then.
Oh, so is that unusual?
Uncommon?
I mean, I work here in the mall. I probably see 4 or 5 space blaster deaths a day.
Oh, wow. A day?
A day.
In the mall?
In the mall.
And you see them all firsthand.
Well, I'm kind of safe and removed here in my art gallery. You know, no one comes in. It's almost like I don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of just invisible.
Oh, what a terrible double-edged space blaster, because you because you want people to come in to buy your stuff, but also you want them to not come in to form
attack
a protective shell around you.
Exactly. So I'm kind of pretty chill, actually, with, you know, no one coming in here, because that means at least I won't die by space blaster. I'm not selling art, but I'm not, you know, dying by space blaster either. So.
Well, thank you for looking at us and judging us as non-threatening.
No, you guys definitely don't look like native Uranians.
So. Cool. Hmm. It's probably, I'm wearing an Earth shirt.
I'm with him shirt but not that way. It says but not that way on the back.
Okay, so no homo.
We got it.
No homo, as we say.
From 2005.
Right.
It's amazing it still fits you.
Yeah.
I feel like I've tried to maintain my body shape since 2005.
Yeah, like 2005 was a good year for body shapes on Earth.
I looked in the mirror, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What were the body shapes like on Earth in 2005?
Well, like mine.
Optimal.
Yeah. Wow. So just straight.
Yeah.
Sort of like an ironing board-esque sort of situation. Mm.
I fold up if I need to fit in the closet.
Cool. Well, you guys want to buy anything, or just,
sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. This is weird.
This has never happened.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. I don't know what to do, actually. You know what? Just take it for free, anything in the gallery.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't say no to that.
I won't say no to free thing.
Fantastic. Wow.
Well, you're nice, and I want to help you, but if you're going to offer it for free, I'll take, this drawing of an Earth squirrel here.
I'm sorry, I'm getting really nervous.
We can tell because of your heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, just take the squirrel. Here you go.
Okay.
Cool. And is this...
I feel like I'm robbing someone the way that... I feel like I'm robbing you the way you're reacting to...
Well, you can give me... You know what? Instead of money, why don't we talk about something of interest to both of us? I don't know. There's not a lot of crossover between Uranian culture and Earth culture, but...
This is like in older times when people would trade stories for mead.
Is that a thing on Earth?
It used to be,
yeah.
Well, according to Neil Gaiman, it used to be. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe people always had to pay money for mead.
Do you think Neil
Gaiman was
robbed of an Oscar?
Yeah.
I thought his performance in the film he was in was great. I thought he was fantastic.
Huh. I did not realize that Neil Gaiman was in a film.
It's hard to
Oh no, I'm thinking of Brian Cox.
Wait. Neil Gaiman's the writer.
Neil Gaiman is the writer. Yeah.
That's who I was thinking of, but then the film they look really similar.
But do you think he was robbed of an Oscar still?
Brian Cox?
Neil Gaiman.
Oh yeah.
Wait, was it like for Stardust or like what?
Yeah.
Did he write Stardust? Now I'm getting very confused.
He wrote the novel Stardust that got turned into a movie with Robert De Niro.
I guess there's more crossover between Uranus and Earth than we thought.
Huh, I guess so. I mean, I like anything with the stars or planets in the title that comes from Earth. I find it very quaint.
Oh, no way. Like planet Earth?
Yes, yeah. Planet Earth is very interesting.
Starman?
Yes, Starman. I love David Bowie, RIP. Yeah.
Ristar, the Sega Genesis game?
Yes, oh my god, it's really popular here. You wouldn't believe it.
His arms are so long.
Mm-hmm. So long.
I was gonna say The Social Network, but that doesn't have.
No.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar. Mm.
Trading Spaces? That's got space in it.
Yeah, yeah. We really liked that. Did not like the American version, which was Switching Rooms. They really tried to.
Oh. Yeah. Probably a lot was lost in translation.
Yeah.
Very much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lost in translation? No, that doesn't happen.
No.
No, no. I don't know. I can't think of any other Earth media that
Muppets
has...
from Space?
Oh,
Muppets
yes,
from Space?
We loved Muppets from Space.
Oh, Treasure Planet?
Treasure Planet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Select part pieces of dialogue from Futurama where they say Planet Express.
Oh.
Which parts of dialogue are you referring to?
Oh, when they say Planet Express.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would
be
the criteria.
That's the most subscribed to YouTube channel here, is that just clips of
Whoa! Yeah. That's a good idea for a channel.
Yeah. Yeah. We have collectively, I think, well, you guys have a lot, so. we have collectively 7,000 subscribers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because if we take your channel with... the 6,000 and then mine with the 4,000 and your other one with the 2 and then mine with the 30.
It all adds up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound right. I don't know. I'm not really good with numbers. That's why I'm an artist. So.
Oh, that's what inspired you to start drawing?
Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. Yeah. Not being good at math inspired me to draw.
That makes sense. We're not like great at drawing, and that's what inspired us to live on the moon.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I'm not good at... Ooh. I'm not good at drawing, but let me tell you something. If you need a sink...
Yeah, he can build you a sink.
Really?
Yeah.
I could use one in the gallery.
Oh, well,
I would be happy.
Let's do a trade.
Yeah, yes. You know what? Let's do a barter.
All right, bartering. I'm into it. I'm
art for a sink.
Art for a sink.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Great. I'll get started. Minzy, you want to order some delivery?
I'll order some DiGiorno.
Sure.
Wait. Can you do that on this planet?
Well, on Earth we have Postmates, and they will do that for you, I think. Do you guys have Postmates here?
We don't have Postmates.
Then
What is Postmates? Is it like?
It's like a service that doesn't sponsor our podcast, so we don't have to talk about them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Pizza Planet. They deliver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the one from Toy Story? Is that Pizza Planet or Pizza Port?
Yes,
Pizza
it
Planet.
Is. Pizza
That's Pizza Planet.
Planet.
Pizza Port is in Disneyland, and
but it should be Pizza Planet.
Yeah, every
right?
time
it
you walk by,
be
it.
Pizza Planet.
Why haven't they made a Pizza Planet?
That's a very good question.
Mm. Have you been to Earth?
I've visited once or twice.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very interested in Earth culture.
Interesting.
You can tell by my painting of the Earth squirrel. In fact,
yeah.
All of my paintings are of Earth things.
Yeah, oh,
that's
yeah.
why. That's why. Maybe that's why the store is so appealing to us.
Oh
like,
yeah,
it reminds us a little bit.
These
of
are all Earth things.
Yeah, like there's Omar. That's your house.
Yeah,
yeah.
That one is my house right there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's my house.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And there's Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Oh, the home we both wish we lived in.
I know.
Yes. Mount Rushmore. What an amazing place.
Richie Rich was shot there.
Yeah,
he was killed.
Yeah,
he had a bulletproof vest on.
He survived.
Oh,
but
later on when he aged, he went there without a bulletproof vest and was shot to death.
But then he didn't make it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So
we've
got violence
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys have violence too.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
But it's alright. He passed a lot of laws that really screwed over the middle class.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
And he kinda had it coming. So you know what we say on Earth, if he had it coming, we're fine with him being shot to death violently inside of Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
That's a good thing for your new painting, for your next painting, if you
just
need
Richie
it.
Rich being violently shot to death inside of Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, that's very inspiring.
It's got sort of like a Wayne White sort of thing, right? Where it's like you could have the words going to the back. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me get started on that sink.
Yeah, okay. please.
And I'll get started ordering that Pizza Planet pizza.
Okay, great. And I'll get started painting Richie Rich being shot to death at Mount Rushmore.
Great. Everyone go complete your tasks. Also, we should tell the listeners. This is This is Hey Sailor, the Sailorman podcast. Hey, Omar.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm not always one to tell you what you should and shouldn't do.
Yeah, you're not one.
Yeah. I am often when I do that, I often get two people to help back me up.
Yeah, it's usually a trio.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Supremes of telling me what to do.
Yeah. Today, though, I couldn't get the Supremes. They were busy.
Aw, man, what are they up to?
I imagine they're just bowling together.
Oh, yeah, they're always bowling.
They're always talking about how they never get to go bowling together anymore.
And they're always talking about the splits.
Yeah. I didn't get it until I went bowling.
Then it made sense?
Yeah, because I knocked over all the pins except for the two on the outside. And someone was like, 7-10 split. Oh. And I was like, no, thank you. I didn't order. I ordered a sundae.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they brought me my sundae and then explained what a 7-10 split was.
Oh, that's nice of them.
I feel like the Supremes could have brought it up at some point, though.
Supremes definitely could have mentioned something.
Anyway, they're not here. And I'm here by myself to tell you that maybe you should try loving wrestling.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a huge fan of wrestling.
Oh, okay. That's I'm not gonna try and change your mind about something that you're so staunchly opposed to.
I appreciate that. Now, if it were three people trying to convince me to love wrestling, I might be interested in that.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I don't have any examples like that, but there is another podcast where two people try to convince one person to like wrestling.
Oh, but that would also be you trying to convince me, so that would be three people.
Oh, me convince? Well, I don't like wrestling.
Oh. But would you still try to convince me even though you don't like wrestling?
I guess maybe. Because I don't want to have to like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That seems fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in.
I think we're pretty clear about what we're saying.
Yeah.
You should love wrestling.
The podcast.
On the Boardwalk Audio Network.
Yeah. I think that's pretty clear.
I think so, too. What was that? Wrestling move?
It was.
Extra pepperonis.
Wow.
Yeah. What a good story.
Yeah, I'm going to wash all the paint off of my hands in this sink you built me, Omar. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Please, wow. Please. It's made to be used.
Do you ever wonder if the sinks that you make all get used?
No, to be honest. But now that I'm thinking about it, I hope that they are.
I'm sure they are. You made a very capable sink.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
It's yeah. I'm sorry, I just started wondering about that. About all the things that we make. And like, if they really have any, utility, like, is that what makes them them? Do they need to have utility?
Are you talking about the ontology of a sink?
Yeah. I'm talking about that book that you started writing.
The ontology of a sink?
Yeah. The ontology of sinks?
Yeah, memoir of Omar? Yeah.
Basically, like, if a sink is, you know, not hooked up to a set of pipes that, you know, pump water into it. Is it really a sink? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
very good question. Philosophical.
Like, say, if you were to paint a painting.
Yes.
And no one were to lay their eyes upon it.
Mm.
Would it be a painting?
Yeah. I'm going
to art is actually unusual because I think that art is about the process more than it is about the product.
Whoa.
So the painting would still be a painting regardless if anyone ever saw it or not.
So wait, what if you never did anything, but there was a painting? Do you guys get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What like if a painting appeared all of a sudden, but
happened.
So what if there were no process, but there was a product?
Like if it just burst into being?
Yeah.
And then no one ever saw it.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, I don't think it's a painting.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
I'm good with that answer.
Okay.
But then if you were to describe it, what would you say in a sentence? Like you would be like, blank.
This image appeared. That appeared.
To no one.
To no one.
Okay.
Ooh, that sounds like a Jewel album.
The image that appeared to no one.
My question that I've been grappling with a lot recently, personally.
Is how old is Jewel?
How old is Jewel?
I don't know.
She's like 32, 34.
Really?
Wow.
Maybe she's older than
What have I done with my life?
She must be older than that, right?
I don't think so, because she was living in that van when she was really young.
Yeah, she washed her hair in Denny's sinks.
Yeah, and she wrote all of her early poems.
Sinks are everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sinks are everywhere. Even here on Uranus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uranus.
If you ever want to freak somebody out, pull up historical photos and circle all the sinks you see in the background. It's mm-hmm. mind-blowing.
Whoa.
I'm trying to ignore the fact that Kelsey said your anus.
I'm so sorry.
You did a bad job ignoring it.
Yeah, because you brought it up.
Yeah,
You drew attention to it.
Yeah.
Which is the opposite of ignoring it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure next time you'll do it a lot better.
I will, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Minzy's trying.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
you're fine.
Oh, great.
We're in your domain.
I did
anything you want to do.
I did a good job ignoring a comment directed at me, though.
Yeah,
as if
you're getting better.
Yeah, thank you.
That's really good. It's good to ignore things that come your way sometimes.
Yeah.
What you could do if you want to make this sink both utilitarian and an art piece is put up a Rene Magritte-esque sign that says,
this is not a sink.
Yeah.
Mm. Then we would get into the ontology of things.
Yeah. Mm. And then I could send you a few versions of my book.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'll put an installment of your books in the art gallery and I'll write a sign above it that says, this is not a book.
Whoa.
I think that's confusing.
I think it's a good way to keep people from using my sink is to have a sign above it that says this is not.
Oh, you don't want people to use it.
Well, it's just for my use.
That makes sense.
I could thumbprint code it if you want.
Thumbprint code the sink?
Yeah.
Ooh, I would really like that actually.
I can't necessarily do it just to your thumbprint.
Oh.
But
it'll have to be to one of ours.
If anyone uses it
with their other
four fingers, it won't work.
I think I'll just stick with the Rene Magritte plan.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I feel like with your plan, that might just lead to people asking more questions and be like, how does the sink work?
Then they put their grubby thumbs on it. I feel like the thumb is the dirtiest of the fingers somehow.
I think so.
Yeah, probably. The pointer finger.
It fits in the most places because it bends a certain way.
It fits in the most places?
Yeah.
Like a keyhole? Like what?
Yeah, like you know, what finger do you use to shove into things that you're like, my thumb would fit in there.
Like, I wonder if there's a bird in this nest. No, I probably wouldn't use my thumb.
Well, then why do we use thumbprints for things? Why is it the first print that we use?
Maybe. Oh. Because it's the biggest?
Ever since those newfangled phones and stuff came around, the thumb has been the king of the fingers.
Yeah,
but you can
program
the phone to accept other fingers.
You can, but it's not the easiest to push.
That's true.
With your finger?
Like, you would have to put the phone down or hold it. You would use two hands for that.
I think that's because of how you're holding the phone.
My question is, how did my belt phone holder not take off? Because you know how they have loops on the sides of your belt so you can put a phone?
Uh-huh.
The one that I had was a little stick that came out of the belt loop and then bent at an 80-degree angle and then came up and would hold your phone right in front of you from your belt.
Oh, like a stand without, like, the bottom of a stand? Like a music stand.
It was like a music stand.
For your phone?
Well, but it attached to your belt.
That's basically like wearing a sign saying, please steal my phone.
Was that what we were trying to pitch at Shark Tank?
The please steal my phone sign?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because that would have taken off.
Yeah.
Please steal my phone sign would have taken off.
I feel like that would.
It also would be a very bad angle for taking selfies. You would always look really bad because that's
a
very unflattering angle.
Well, then you can get the add-on, which is a little mirror that is angled so that it would
reflect it from a better angle.
Well, why don't you just, instead of just bending at an 80-degree angle, why don't you make it so that it comes out at a 90-degree angle and then, like, is able to be adjusted up or down?
Oh, I'm sorry. We have just met, but something about us is that we are also businessmen.
Oh!
And so we want to sell both that and the add-on mirror.
We would need something to fix it. That would be an additional charge.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You can't invent things if things are not broken. If everything were fixed, inventors would be out of business.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
You know what they say, if it's not baroque, it's probably another genre of music.
Yeah.
Baroque?
Yeah.
Yeah, because,
It's like a
play on
Broke.
Yeah, broken broke.
Broke. Mm-hmm. You know, I've just had a funny idea for a television show. Two Baroque girls.
Oh! and it
follows, like, Madame Pompadour and Marie Antoinette.
Whoa! I would be so into that show.
I know! It's be much more interesting to me than the existing show. It looks like you're branching
into a different type of artistry.
Yes, I think so.
Television.
Television show.
Is that the one you were going for?
Yeah, television.
Yeah.
Television.
What is more artistic than the CBS Earth television show Two Broke Girls?
Truly.
I'll tell you. Two Baroque Girls.
Yeah, Two Baroque Girls.
It's much more artistic, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that would have to air on, like, Viceland or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
More obscure.
How recently did you visit Earth?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. why not?
I technically am not supposed to visit Earth as often as I do.
Oh.
Is it a restraining order situation?
No, definitely not. I'm definitely not stalking anyone on Earth. I definitely haven't been to both of your homes when you're not there.
That sounds suspicious, but I buy it.
Yeah, you said you were definitely not doing that.
Definitely not.
I mean, she does know what my home looks like and your home.
Yeah.
I'm Mount Rushmore, our future home.
Yeah.
It's just a happy coincidence, I think, that those houses happen to look like your home. Those houses look like your homes? I'm surprised. Wow. Huh. Amazing.
That is a pretty good surprise. This is possibly the latest reaction I've ever heard to something in my life.
You?
I feel like I mentioned those paintings, like, maybe an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And just now, it's clicking into place.
Huh? Well, I don't know. We're not from here. We don't know how people react to things.
Yes, no, yes, exactly. On Uranus, people react to things really slowly. That's a cultural thing.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Do you mind if we ask how you have been getting to and from Earth? Just because we might need to know that at some point. Technically, we are stranded in space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a commuter ferry. It's pretty easy. There's people that actually have visas to work on Earth, and they visit every day. So.
That explains...
Every day? My goodness.
Wait, that explains...
That's very fast.
A lot. Yeah, the ferry goes really quickly. It's a space ferry. It's not like
a that's
boat.
Amazing. Our shuttle takes like at least a week to get from planet to planet.
Yeah.
I mean, the commuter rail has to go much faster than that, obviously, so...
Yeah.
Do we want to take that back?
I mean,
I just want to know that it's there, you know?
Sounds packed.
Well, the thing is, not anyone can use it. Like I said, you have to have a visa, and you have to, you know, kind of go through a lot of rigmarole.
How would that work for us, though? Because we're from Earth. Would we need a visa to get back?
Are we illegally on all the planets that we're visiting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Wait. You guys don't have, like... You know, like, paperwork? Like, you're not, like, cultural visa holders?
Well, I mean, we have dual citizenship on Earth and Earth's moon, but, like, besides that, when we took the shuttle, we kind of stole it.
Ooh, yeah, that's dicey. That's definitely not, like, you know, space law-wise, really, like, something that is kosher.
Oh, okay.
You guys might want to, like, avoid going to, like, any kind of authorities. Because you might get in trouble.
How did we work in Jupiter then?
It was a corrupt government is how.
Oh. Wow. The thing we rebelled against was the thing that got us there in the first place.
No, Jupiter is really notorious for taking advantage of visiting, you know. Illegal.
We were taken advantage of. Actually, wait a second.
That makes sense. I was working
You made
for free.
No money.
I was working for free.
You were an art intern.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like to call it that, but it's slavery.
You were a slave!
That explains why they didn't care about me not being good at art at all.
Sounds like you were enslaved for
You were
a short
an art
time.
Slave.
Wow.
How come you made money?
Because,
so
I don't know. I think that Sinks is such a booming business they could probably afford. I don't consider myself a slave.
There is a shortage of Sinks in space. There's a high demand. So if you have that skill, then, you know. I mean, the barter trade that we got going on here is pretty great for me.
Yeah, it is pretty legit.
I guess
it's
kind of like in Roots when they discovered that, like, one of the slaves who was born into the thing was, like, good at chicken fighting, and so they treated him slightly better. Like, they discovered you were good at building sinks, so they treated you better.
No, because I don't consider myself a slave.
Oh, well, I didn't either until today.
Well, he's not a slave if he was paid for his services.
Yeah.
It's not that he was a
And I could leave whenever I wanted.
But, like, Chicken George, I think, was, like, let Chicken inside. Of, that's what it was called. In the book.
I know, it's just been a while since I thought about Chicken George.
One of the things you did when you went to Earth was you bought Roots. And
I just wanted to learn more about Earth culture. Everyone was telling me, oh, this is really good. This is really important.
Yeah, actually, I would say out of, like, lots of Earth culture, I would probably recommend Roots.
Yeah.
I guess so, too. I just feel like I meet a lot of people who've never read it.
Well, on Earth?
Yeah.
There's, like, a lot of people in San Francisco never seen the Golden Gate Bridge.
Really? How do you not? Can't you see it from every point in San Francisco? Isn't that what makes it famous?
They don't turn that way.
Oh.
Oh. Wow.
And no.
Oh.
I don't think that's true.
You gave the second answer first.
I think, like...
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Oh, wait. How do you know that?
I saw a picture once of someone... And they were taking it from their house, and it was, they said, oh, this is in San Francisco, and the Golden Gate Bridge was nowhere to be seen.
Okay,
now,
that makes
I
sense.
Have a quick question.
Yes.
Did you know this person who was taking the picture, or did you ascertain this picture without their permission?
Well,
Is that why you paint? So that you don't have to technically be taking pictures of people, you can just be painting them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. No, I was just, you know, I said, oh, I'd love to paint a picture of a photograph of Earth. And it was another visitor who walked into art gallery from Earth. And they showed me this photo, and I was like, oh, well, that's amazing. But, you know, I was hoping, since you're from San Francisco, that you'd have a photo from your house of Golden Gate Bridge, because I heard that you can see it from anywhere in the city. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, actually, that's not true, because this is a photo from my house. And yeah, as you can see, there's no Golden Gate Bridge. But, you know, I didn't have, like, a, you know, huge supply of photos of San Francisco on hand, so I just painted it anyway. I can show it to you guys. You want me to go to the back and get it?
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll just go grab it. Be right back.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that we should just live on this planet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This area, at least. I don't want to live anywhere near that zoo.
No. Although, it did seem kind of familiar in the fact that they had a lot of Earth animals.
They were all there illegally.
Yeah, but so are we. Who are we to judge?
Oh, that's true. I guess we shouldn't be judging people for that, because, yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm back. Here is the painting, as you can see.
Wow, this is a great painting.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I got all the cool, like, janky, jumbly houses on the hill, but no a Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
This reminds me of Full House.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Oh!
It's like a prequel to this Netflix show, Fuller House.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that is either.
Netflix is like a streaming service.
What is a streaming service? I don't understand. I just, whenever I go to Earth, I just sit down in front of a television and I watch it for a few hours.
Oh, it's kind of like that, but just through the internet instead of through TV waves.
Oh my God,
but
you can internet?
How do you get an internet?
The internet is like a digital thing.
Okay.
That's a pretty good explanation.
The internet is a digital space in which we have compressed and stored the information that we learn from the real world.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here we call that UNET.
UNET.
Oh.
It's for us, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, like 8TT's U-verse.
And it sounds like UNET.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know that you're buying one every time you get one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to buy a new one every day.
Oh, right? Every day?
Every day.
My goodness.
Wait, maybe they're not the same thing that I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't buy an internet. I don't even know how that would... It's an intangible
thing.
You
have to buy access to the UNET every day.
Oh! Yeah. Well, that just sounds
like
a scheme.
Very expensive.
I mean, that's technically what we're doing, but we just get billed monthly instead of daily.
Yeah, we don't get billed daily.
It's really, really expensive. Like, the rent here is super low, but, like, the charge for UNET is so astronomically high. Like, you know, I'm not sure exactly how much in Earth dollars you would say, but, like, I think a daily fee of, like, 500 Earth dollars, roughly, to get access to the UNET. So, most people just don't really, you know, absorb a lot of information about the outside world.
Okay, now I'm at a crossroads.
Yeah.
Because either we're going to leave this planet,
because
I need to catch up on Daredevil Season 2.
Yeah.
Or...
How far are you through it?
Well, I finished it, but I want to watch it again.
Okay.
Or we stay...
And you... I'm sorry to keep harping on logistics. When did you watch it?
Oh, I had an advance... I'm part of the guild.
Okay.
Yeah.
The...
Felicia Day show.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I, by proxy, like, I'm a sort of a tech, I'm a card-holding member, but I was never on the show.
Okay.
But, I got, Dad allowed me to get access. So, anyway.
Okay, cool. That explains everything that I had to ask you.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, one time I actually got to see advanced episodes of Clone Wars, because it was sent to Felicia for review.
Did they send her two copies of the same?
It was like a digital password thing.
Okay.
So, no.
Okay.
No.
I thought maybe because they were
clones. A login.
Because they were clones.
Oh! No, the clones are in reference to the Stormtroopers.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Those are clones of Jango Fett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But eventually they stop. The Stormtroopers stop becoming clones.
But they're all...
Wait, what's the timeline of that again?
I think they make sure that after a certain point that they're all white, too. So they're like Earth Nazis.
So,
yes.
I don't know what the timeline is of the conversion from Jango Fett clones to...
I think just after the Clone Wars, right?
Stormtroopers.
Because they're like, these people are bad at fighting wars.
They weren't that bad, because they killed all of the Jedi.
Oh, that's true. I keep forgetting what happened in the...
Wait, when do they turn all the... Hold on. Because in the Clone Wars series, they're working with Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
The clones?
Right? Yeah.
Are they?
Also, they transitioned from being clones to child
soldiers. Well, originally, the clone soldiers were supposed to be, right, they were good guys. Because they were on the side of, like, the Galactic Federation.
Yeah.
And then they were turned into, they were all programmed with that protocol by the evil emperor to turn on the Jedi and kill them, right? And so Clone Wars takes place between movies 1 and 2, doesn't it?
The television show? Yes.
I think that's right. And so if they're working with the clones, then that means...
Also, all that stuff happened somewhere, right? But just in a different galaxy a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's historical.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we go fast enough, we should technically be able to see that, right?
An historical document.
Yeah, but that's... We gotta go so fast.
Like, faster than light.
Yeah.
Just slow down light.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, right?
I don't know that you can slow down light.
Don't you, though?
Can't you? Can you?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Just because they haven't done it doesn't mean you can't do it.
That's true. That's true.
They told us that we couldn't invent a thing to hold your phone in front of your face.
Wait. You guys invented... Oh, you're talking about...
The belt. The belt.
That's not the same. I was envisioning something so much better.
We didn't even
better.
Talk about what's that that long ago. It should be
like a hook, like a loop type like situation. Not something that's like kind of rigid, like a thumb.
A hook. We're not fish.
Ugly. No, you're not fish.
No, we never will be. We never can be. We'll always hope, though.
Are you going to put slave on your resume?
I don't want to. Like, here's the thing. I feel like I'm at a point where I kind of have to have it on there because it's good that I had that experience.
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm very excited for the day that I am able to take it off of my resume.
Mm. Oh, like once it's like pushed that far.
Yeah.
Oh,
once you have enough of other accomplishments and achievements.
Enough people must have to see it and be like, oh, you know.
That's going
to
be
I got my start as a slave. Maybe I'll give you a shot.
Hmm.
I hope I don't have to take any more slave work.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go back to the entertainment industry on Earth, you probably will.
Yeah, probably.
You definitely will.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Is there any other Earth things that you guys are interested in, you want to talk about?
Wait, you haven't seen the Golden Gate Bridge.
I haven't seen it.
You want to see a picture of it?
Oh my god. Can I?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. 1 second. That's what we were talking about. Either we're going to leave because I can't watch Daredevil.
Yeah.
Or we're going to stay and lead a revolution against UNIT.
I'm not sure that's a good idea. You don't need... Please don't forget the space blaster sword situation on this planet. It's very dangerous. Even while we've been talking, you guys are facing towards me, but I'm facing out towards the mall, and I can see the people walking around. I've seen 3 deaths by space blaster. No lie.
Wow. Yeah. People dying from space blasters like our Golden Gate Bridge at this point.
Yeah.
I guess here's my question.
Yes.
The fatalities of space blaster attacks are just... It's just citizens of Uranus getting killed all the time?
Yes, mostly. But I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm pretty progressive.
You seem really progressive.
Yeah.
But most of the people here are not big on illegal immigrants, which
sounds like this is a second revolution we also get to run. Yeah.
So I feel like people don't always get the opportunity to consolidate revolutions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it would be a mistake to not take that opportunity.
Why don't you do that?
It's like, you know what? Like,
yeah.
Why don't I?
You want to kill 2 birds in the bush with 1 rock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's what the phrase, two birds in the bush are killable with 1 rock.
Yeah. As long as they're lined up next to each other.
Yeah.
And they are birds, and it is a Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's the full thing.
But yeah.
I think then you put the bag of rice in after you let them out, and you put the fox with that, because the fox won't eat the rice.
Yes. And you got to dig a hole to put the rice in.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the fox will dig a hole.
Right. So.
Yeah,
so I think we got that pretty straight.
Okay, cool.
You want to clear our minds the way we always do?
What? Here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Wait, what are we going to do to clear our minds?
Oh, watch an episode of Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, I love Sailor Moon.
Have you paid your fee for a unit today?
You know what? As it happens, I have.
Well, this is the last day you're paying for unit.
All right, we're going to lead a revolution.
After this, we are going to march to City Hall, and I'm going to run for either some sort of candidacy.
And I will run your campaign.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
All right.
I'll design the campaign poster.
Look at this. We got our team. Yeah. We got the dream team. The dream team's back again.
All right. A dream team. Let's take a break.
Assemble.
I'm going to go to the restroom.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, you start. Hey, Minsley.
Yeah.
How many times would you watch a movie you haven't seen for the first time?
How many times? I guess zero times because I've never seen it.
Okay, but like when, the first time you watch it, then how many times would you have seen it?
The first time I watch it? Yeah. One time.
Oh, so it would be once.
Yeah, once.
So you're saying that you would watch any movie once.
I never said that. I said that if it was the first
but
time
the
I
But the implication of the thing you said was that you would watch any movie once.
I guess I didn't mean to imply that, but
like you could say that you...
Yeah.
As someone who hasn't seen a movie.
Right, I haven't seen a movie.
When you watch it for the first time,
yeah,
you'd watch any movie once.
Oh, well, no, just that movie, I think that one time.
Like, yeah, like, but any movie.
Oh, I guess so.
I even said a specific title, so right now in your mind, this is like a Schrodinger's film, right?
Okay, I'm confused what you mean right now.
Because, like, if there's a movie in a box, and if the box is sealed...
Like a movie theater.
Yeah, and then I'm just like... There could be any movie in that box.
Okay.
Would you watch it once?
No, probably I would want to know what the movie was.
Well, what if I said that you couldn't know? You could either not watch the movie or watch it once.
If I could, I would probably not watch it.
Okay, what if I had,
Like once ever, or I couldn't watch it a second time?
What if I had Civil War on Blu-ray right now?
I would
like a
watch
box.
That, yeah?
Yeah. But I open the box, guess what? Different film.
What?
Could be any film.
I would be so mad, I would go to the store and return it.
But you would probably watch it once, right? And you can't go to the store, because it would be an advanced copy.
No, I think it's unusual for someone to do that. But maybe a different person... would perhaps do what you're asking right now.
Clearly, this is too difficult of a task for us to tackle.
Yeah. So, just throwing a name out there, maybe Mark David Christensen would watch anything once.
Yeah.
Maybe he would do that. Maybe he would record his experience on a podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it would be on the Boardwalk Audio Network, and it would be called I Will Watch Anything Once with Mark David Christensen.
Yeah.
That guy who pretended to win an Oscar, I think.
Yeah. You're saying you'd be mad if I opened the Civil War Blu-ray and it was something else?
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go return a Blu-ray box.
You shouldn't have bought a Civil War Blu-ray. It hasn't even come out yet.
I know, but the box looks so good.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, yeah.
We haven't left yet.
No.
We're still eating our pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah, crunchy pizza. How we like it on Uranus.
But we just finished the episode.
Yeah.
Now that season 2 is over, I feel like I can accurately say that I did not like it as much as I thought I did when the series started.
Mm.
Yeah, that's fair. That's really fair. To be honest with you, I kind of gave up on it for a while, and I just came back for this finale just to see, you know, How did they finish it off? And turns out they just kind of did exactly what the manga did.
Mm-hmm. So. Which is that they just all sort of combined powers?
Yeah, yeah. But I'll be honest with you, I wept. I don't know if you guys noticed, I was crying a lot.
Which part were you crying?
Our pizza's super salty because your tears are all over it.
I'm sorry. Sailor Pluto and her whole sacrifice. Like,
oh, yeah.
It really gets me every time.
Oh, and the Flash when Chibiusa sees her?
Yes, it's so sad. Like, it's sad that that's what had to happen to get Chibiusa to, like, shake herself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do it in the original anime, and they just kind of, like, brought her back by, like, making her remember things differently. I think, because it's kind of a bummer, because Pluto is not supposed to stop time, like, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then she does it, like, I guess, like, twice.
They do a lot of
Yeah.
space-time rules breaking.
Yes, they do.
Which is fine. I'm fine with it.
And what do you guys think about the potential unrequited romance between Sailor Pluto and King Endymion? Did you guys catch that?
Yeah, whoa. We thought it was super weird, remember?
Yeah.
Because they had a whole... Shibuya came in and stared at them and was like, oh, are my parents cheating?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a part where, you know, Sailor Pluto is dying. Mm-hmm. And King Endymion's little projection person is there with her. And she's looking at him and she's like, don't be sad. Your face is so close. Blah, blah, blah. And so she's looking at him like this. And I'm showing them the manga, which is like not great for the listeners.
Did you draw these?
I did not draw these. Oh. No, I'm sorry. I can't take credit for these. But if you're looking at this background behind King Endymion, and then you remember, you recall when Sailor Pluto is sort of, like, there's a flashback that Sailor Pluto has to talking to Chibiusa, and she's saying, like, you know, love isn't only hugging and kissing. Sometimes it's loving someone from afar.
Mm-hmm.
And the background, when she says that,
like stalking,
is exactly the same
as
then in this one. So I'm trying to find that panel for you guys.
So she did love him from afar.
That's the implication, is that she loved him from afar.
It feels like there are now a lot of love triangles that are not acted upon.
No. I think it's for the best that she doesn't act on it.
Which is strangely closer to real life.
Yeah.
Than it is to movies and TV and stuff.
Yeah, when like people like make a huge mess and fuss about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like in Happy Endings, how Penny's like into like Dave for like a little bit, but they don't do anything with it.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
That's how it is in real life most of the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so.
I would agree to that.
Yeah. So here's the panel of her saying, there's another type of love where one just quietly watches over you from afar.
Mm.
You can see it's exactly the same kind of backdrop and lighting where she's thinking about King and Damian.
So they're in the same place.
So yeah, they're in the same place in her mind. But this part that really gets me and makes me cry every time is just once I wanted to fight alongside all of you, you know, because she's just been off on her own, alone. You know,
no one even, like, knew about her.
Yeah, except for Chibiusa, which is why they're so important to each other. Yeah.
And then she just is in the series later on.
Yeah, then it's just, it's weird. It's like...
Because you're like, wait, you left your post as the Keeper of Time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure it's... Well, she could probably leave her post and then come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But because when you get back to the post, it's all time and space.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you never left.
Mm.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Hold on.
No.
No.
That wouldn't work.
No. To be fair, though, the rules of time and space in this series are not hard and fast.
That's true.
No. And technically, she could... No, she can't change them.
Mm-hmm. No, they play fast and loose with the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chibiusa going back in time, just because Neo Queen Serenity is too lazy to raise her own child.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is true.
Which is what happens at the end. Of the season. She's like, just kidding, she wasn't actually leaving.
What a strange end to the season. So, for a series that spent so much time, like, having them fight, rather than having them live their lives, the fights are really bad.
They are really bad.
Like, they're quick. They never build, like, they feel like they should be building to something. Like, even Dragon Ball Z does, like, a better job of, like, making fights feel big by having Goku charge up for, like, forever.
Yeah.
So they feel big and long and stuff. And, like, Sailor Moon did the same thing to some degree because they were fighting Queen Beryl for a while.
Yeah.
Right.
Or they were fighting...
Well, I think it has to do with pacing, and it has to do with the sort of the syncing up of anime to manga. And back when Dragon Ball Z and when Sailor Moon were first airing as anime, you know, the animators were, like... they were outpacing the manga artists.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to add in these filler episodes or stretch them.
Yeah, Ben and I have talked about this before too, where we had said that it was strange that in anime, instead of like having the person writing the manga like help, like tell them where the story was going, they would be like, animators just do whatever.
Yeah, just make it up.
So they're like long filler arcs.
Yeah.
Which brings us to Doomtree and Moonlight Knight, which is the best one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, the weird thing is, though, I think that the filler arcs in the original anime really worked to Sailor Moon's favor and really helped because they did build out all of that socializing and world that was in there, because the manga is just nonstop plot. Mm-hmm. Like, it is propelling things forward. There's no room to breathe. There's no time where they're just hanging out until there's, like, these little bonus chapters. So, like, aside from those, you really don't see them hanging out and doing stuff.
For sure. It helped a lot in Sailor Moon because they wrote their stories based on, like, their personality. So they were, like, forced to explore their personalities.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you get this, like, really fully-fledged cast of characters.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of Crystal's failing, is that it is so beholden to the manga and making it so one-to-one that we don't spend a lot of time with any of the other characters besides Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask.
Yeah. And I've thought before that it feels like perhaps they, those characters only, like, their only personalities are from us having watched it before and kind of, like, filling it in for them.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh yeah, Rei's kind of, like, mean and stuff. Like, but she isn't just, like, or, like, in, like, a mean, playful way with, like, Usagi and stuff.
She
teases. But she barely does that in this. Yeah. And she has, like, this weird dream of, like, becoming a star in America.
Yeah.
And she, that's never...
Wait, like that... in Crystal she does?
No, in the regular...
Oh, in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, never seen again. It's just, like, a fun little detail about them.
Yeah, that's true.
Mako's, like, boy crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Was, like, I remember watching it and being like, she's so boy crazy all the time. But then it wasn't such a flat, like, it wasn't, like, that flat and one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, very nuanced because it was, like, she had this weird history with, like,
boys being intimidated. And her old boyfriend, her old senpai or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, the anime, for the most part, most of the characters, it didn't feel like their personalities had really changed. But except for Mars, which they really did change her personality. Because she was, like, the cool beauty in the original manga. She's very aloof and she hates guys.
Yeah.
But then in the original anime, she's, like, you know, kind of boy crazy too. She's even, like, dating Mamoru for a while, which was weird. Like, and dating him, and she thought he was her boyfriend, and he thought they were just, like, hanging out as friends. Mm-hmm. Which, come on. I don't buy
awkward.
That. He's such a liar. He did not think they were just hanging out as friends. So, anyway.
My question is, one, does Chibiusa always know she's going to get caught or hit someone's head?
Yeah,
or
it's like, it's
is
like
that
she,
like a big
it's
risk?
It's like she transports herself and she's just like, yeah. Oh, you mean like...
I really hope like someone catches me.
Yeah, there's like a risk of her falling out of the sky and like dying.
Also, why not just land on the... Why not just teleport to the ground?
Or why not like bring an umbrella or something?
Yeah, Mary Poppins it.
Yeah, or Chibi-Chibi it.
Doesn't she's there with Luna P every time. Doesn't Luna P have some sort of ability to not...
Luna P can transform into other items in the original anime. I don't know if she can do that in the manga or the Crystal series. Mm.
It was just the... Oh, yeah.
But here's the weird thing.
But she used it to hypnotize them.
She has Luna P, which is supposed to be a direct line communication to Sailor Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's Luna P. But then, like, in the anime, they had... In the original anime, they had Luna P, like, take that black moon and become evil when she became Black Lady.
Yeah.
Which, what is that? And then, like, in the manga, she batted it away. And she's like, I don't need children's toys. I know what she did in Crystal. I assume she batted it away.
I remember that might have happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well, I think this is probably a good lesson for us.
Mm-hmm.
As we're moving to revolt against the Uranus government.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, you guys have to, you know, make sure that you don't do what the Moon Clan did.
Yeah.
Because
what would they do?
They entrusted all of their, you know, sort of like ideology and power and planning to Wise Man, who turned out to be Death Phantom / Nemesis.
Yeah, we got to make sure that we don't do that.
Yeah, don't do
that. I was going to say we should pace out our plans better and not rush into it too much.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that too.
That's also applicable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do it all. Wait a minute.
Or we should do it all at once.
Wait a minute.
Wait. What?
We were campaigning.
Yeah.
oh, we're going to campaign, take over the government, and then revolt from within.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a better plan than the Black Moon Clan had, which was go back in time, steal the Silver Crystal, and ... profit.
Right. So we won't be doing time travel because we don't want to repeat beats.
Oh, yeah, we already did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't want to repeat the beats of our life.
Damn it.
Yeah.
But we could. That one I'm okay repeating.
I guess
In Back to the Future, they repeated it.
They did repeat it twice.
Yeah.
So, yes. But this time we'll have to find a train?
We're not at three yet.
We're not?
I would, no. We got the
one. Oh, yeah, we did just the we did
So
just
you guys need to go
tower.
Into the future, then. At this
We could do that just to check and see if I won or not.
So you guys are going to be the Chibiusa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except we'll find.
But we're going to
the
sky.
You need to make sure
that
you have a parachute or something when you're falling out of the sky.
Well, if we we're both wearing sweatshirts over our Earth, and I'm with him, but not in that way.
Mm-hmm.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
So what if we put one arm inside of our sweatshirt, tied our sweatshirt arm sleeves together,
like a parachute?
Yeah, yeah. And then put our arms over each other, and then went like this, which is what I'm putting my arm out and using and holding. My
like
sweatshirt
a,
as a wing?
Like a flying
squirrel.
Earth squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a flying earth squirrel, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot you don't have...
we don't have squirrels.
The Uranus squirrels here look like snakes, and so they don't fly that well.
Yeah, no, we don't have squirrels. Those are just snakes.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. You keep calling them Uranus squirrels, but they're definitely snakes.
It's going to... Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to push this on you, but as your campaign manager, as soon as you get elected, first thing is we're going to change the word snakes to earth... to Uranus squirrels.
But are you traveling into the future first to make sure that you have a successful campaign?
Or yeah.
I
want to learn from my mistakes.
I see. What if you've died? What if you've been killed by Space Blaster?
Oh, just like Sword. In A Christmas Carol.
What?
What?
When they go into the future and he finds out he's dead.
Oh, yeah, but there's no Space Blasters.
He's not,
but they don't say how he died.
He's not stricken down by a Space Blaster.
Well, they don't
say how he
died.
They didn't. I assumed he just died alone.
But maybe it was from a space blaster.
Yeah, it could be from
he
a rogue space blaster.
He died in his bed. He died in his bed because the people who are trying to sell his belongings secondhand are like, there's still some warmth in him. And they're like,
the spider Muppet.
Yeah, the spider Muppet.
You remember in Buffy the Vampire Slayer when Tara was killed in her bedroom by a stray space blaster bullet?
Oh my god. Unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was unforgivably bad.
No one was around Scrooge.
Why did... Yeah, no one was around Scrooge.
So
how did they
no
get
witnesses.
The... How did they find him dead?
Yeah, how did they
so
know?
So soon after his death that there would still be warmth on his blanket.
Unless someone came in with a star blaster,
what's
killed
a,
him.
What's a star blaster?
A space blaster.
Sorry. I am having a hard time keeping track, which is why you're going to write all my speeches.
Oh, yeah, that's, Yeah, that's one of my duties. I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he was killed.
You think the Scrooge was murdered?
Yeah.
By space blasters?
Yeah.
By space blasters? Because he traveled in time to the future?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Just
maybe.
Coincidentally.
Yeah, because the thing is, we see him go back, and we see him celebrate Christmas,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know if that prevents his death.
It doesn't prevent his death because he's human and he will die. We will all die. Well, all you humans will die.
Wait
a minute.
You're all going to die.
Yeah, but... Yeah, all of us.
Yeah, all you all humans.
Because we went to the underworld.
Uh-huh.
And we saw a bunch of...
You went to the underworld?
Yeah, right
yeah,
underneath.
Yeah, just run under your planet, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's the reaction that we get most of the time.
Yeah.
Wait, are those registered voters? Are they registered voters?
No, you can't vote if you've died.
What if you... Wait, we can't vote?
You're not supposed to vote if you've died.
No, we can't vote because we're not citizens.
You guys can't vote because you're not
and
citizens.
Also,
I don't understand how you think you're going to be elected to office.
Well, what if we build a ladder letting all the underworld people out?
No, you should not do that.
What? Wait, why? You
don't
said this
do
so
that.
Quickly.
Don't do that.
Have you tried that?
No.
Hmm.
I would not advise that you do that. I think it's a bad idea.
To not do it for the first time or again?
No, do not put a ladder into the underworld and let the underworld people out. They're there for a reason.
What's
Wait,
whoa.
So you know about them?
I mean, what? I assume that they're there for a good reason.
It's a less delayed reaction this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you for sure haven't seen the Golden Gate Bridge.
No, I've never seen the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, you know what? When I'm president or whatever body of
high politics, chancellor.
I'll figure out what you're running
high
for.
Chancellor.
High Chancellor.
That's a fun
name. That was also effective work. Yeah. Thank you, Minsley. You found that out immediately. Yeah. As High Chancellor, we're going to build a Golden Gate Bridge here. At the very least, I'm going to show a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, you have my vote.
Oh,
look at that. We're already started.
Yeah.
So,
at first, I'm going to have to register to vote. I haven't done that.
That's okay. It's hard.
This is why I don't think Bernie's going to get it.
Yeah.
Well, that means you have a better chance.
Yeah.
Of running for president?
Oh, no.
High Chancellor.
Oh, Bernie's not going to get High Chancellor here.
He might run for High Chancellor if he loses the bid.
Because unpredictable.
He might. Loose cannon. A loose baseball.
You guys have birds here, right?
We do have birds.
See, Bernie's going to get it.
But they have two sets of wings.
So do ours. One on the right side, one on the left side.
No, two sets. Two pair.
Yeah, like two that they have on their back.
Four total.
And like a spare.
Four wings.
No,
all
wings.
At the same time.
Hmm?
Yeah, all at the same time.
Oh, just like the Star Wars spaceships with the four wings.
Oh, yeah, the TIE Fighters.
The X-Wings.
Oh, those ones, yeah.
The TIE Fighters are like T's.
I was thinking in my head that the top half is one, the bottom half is the other.
You guys know a lot about space history if you know all this about the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those
actually happened. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought we talked about this and how
it
did happen.
I think you mentioned it earlier. You didn't seem to bring up anything.
Oh,
again.
Yeah. I mean...
You're saying, oh, yes, a galaxy far, far. I remember Minsley said, oh,
here's the issue
that
I'm
really
running
happened
into.
A long time ago.
Is that these things happened, but then we made movies out of them starring actor Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
To portray the true events. It's like when people are talking to me about American history and
it's
I keep
like
referencing
Roots,
Mel Gibson.
Though.
Yeah.
Like Roots.
And
the TV series.
He was in Pit of Patriot.
Oh. Okay.
And he was also in
Apocalyptica.
No, that other one.
Oh, he wasn't in that, huh?
He had the blue.
He's in it for
face.
One shot.
Oh.
Avatar.
No, half blue face. William Wallace.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
William Wallace.
It was definitely Braveheart.
Oh,
blue. I thought it was white and red.
No.
What?
It's blue. It's very much blue.
Maybe, like, if his face gets bloody and he hasn't painted it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not very familiar with the movie.
Of Braveheart?
Yeah.
That's American history.
I might have to get a new campaign manager.
Yeah. What part of that is going to be part of the campaign?
I am going to be running off of this speech in Braveheart. And if you don't know it, then I'm not going to be able to continue this package deal.
But
well,
Iranians are not going to be familiar with that. Most Iranians aren't as familiar with Earth culture as I am. So you're going to be... might be inspiring. But if you're not doing it as a meta-commentary...
There's two
types
not gonna
land.
Of directors in the world.
Yes.
Okay. Ones who work with Marvel.
I thought you were going to say ones and zeros.
No, that would be binary.
Ones who work with Marvel. Well, that is a binary.
It would make sense if it's binary. Well,
you
are saying a binary.
There
are two things, yeah.
I meant like computer binary.
Yeah,
like
yeah. That's why it's called that, is because it's
one
and zero.
One
and
zero,
oh,
two,
okay.
Ten, yeah.
Binary language.
Well, two types of directors.
Okay.
And I'm not talking CB. Ones who walk away from Marvel.
Can you go back a second? I don't understand.
Oh, what is a CB?
Computer binary.
It's confusing if you... Okay, go on.
Those who walk away from Marvel projects.
Uh-huh.
And
those
Gibson.
Who don't. Oh, wait. No.
Mel Gibson didn't walk away from... No, he did.
He's never been invited. Except for Robert Downey Jr.
It
he
seems
do
like...
Iron Man
I'm sorry to throw off your thing here, but since she listed Mel Gibson, he doesn't fit in either of those two categories. There
He's
would
not
be a
divided.
Third.
Oh, wait. There would be,
there
I'm
be
wrong.
A third.
Maybe there are more types of directors.
Yeah.
There are two types of directors who have been offered,
Marvel.
Who have been invited to direct Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those
Marvel
have,
films. Those
who
do,
have
and
not.
Those who don't.
Okay, yeah.
And the ones who don't walk
what
away.
What about Edgar Wright?
Yeah, he's the second type.
Isn't he in the middle, though?
No, he walked away.
He walked
but he
away.
Was in it.
If you walk away, then you walked.
Okay. That is an absolute.
And I consider myself one of those politicians because
you
walked away from
directing
a
Marvel
movie.
No, wait, hold on. What I'm going for is it's really important to me to have certain aspects of my campaign in the same way it's really important to Edgar Wright to have certain aspects of Ant-Man in place. And when those aspects are removed, he walked away from the project for creative differences.
Can I bring this back to Sailor Moon?
Yeah.
Because, like with Sailor Moon Crystal, I will walk away if certain aspects of the story are not present, like such as hanging out, eating parfaits, and talking about boys.
They did eat parfaits in this series.
But they didn't talk about boys.
They didn't.
Oh, they didn't. It wasn't a...
They
yeah.
only, like, okay... Here's
it passed
the
parfait Bechdel test.
I'm gonna have to call out Allison Bechdel. Her name's Allison, right?
It is, yeah.
Allison Bechdel, you ruined Sailor Moon Crystal.
Oh my god. But okay, here's the thing.
Should I cut that out?
No. Allison Bechdel understands. She has a sense of humor.
She's definitely listening to this.
So wait, hold on. What I'm trying to say is, of all the characters that I call by their Japanese names, which mm-hmm. is like almost all of them.
Mm-hmm. Except for Melvin.
Yes, well... I call Umino Umino.
I like Melvin better.
But I can never remember Andrew's name. What is his name?
Who's Andrew?
The boy at the arcade.
Oh, that's what I was going to guess.
Oh, what is his name?
Golly.
Oh, his name is Golly?
No, it's not Golly.
Oh, Golly.
I'm just trying to remember.
Salvador Golly.
Salvador Golly. Golly.
My favorite artist.
Or Smeagol, who became Golly.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Golly, that famous musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Golly Parton.
Yes, Golly Parton.
I want to write Lord of the Rings fan fictions where nothing, there's no conflict.
Yeah, they're just, it's just Shire fanfic.
Yeah.
That is exactly the kind of fanfic I would write, too.
Lord of the Rings. Like Damage Control.
Yeah, but the famous Marvel comic series.
It's going to be a TV show.
Yeah, it is.
I'll believe it when I watch it.
Mm. Oh, why don't you believe me?
Because I don't think it'll
Ben
get
Carlin
made.
Is writing it.
I've written a lot of stuff. It hasn't gone anywhere.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You have written a lot of stuff while making sinks that doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
We were talking about Golly?
I'm trying to remember the name of Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
That's the dub name of him. And what is his actual original Japanese name? I can't remember. It's,
It's Golly.
Emma-chan.
It's not, it's not
Usagi.
Naru. Usagi. Rei. Ami. Minako, Makoto. It's something like Motoki.
Is that it?
It's Motoki, yeah.
Oh, you got it.
We got it. I remember it. Yay. And I was telling Minzui earlier, while you were building the sink, you were still building the sink while we were ordering the pizza and
that's where it fits in time on you.
Yeah. That I actually learned Japanese because I wanted to watch Sailor Moon without the subtitles.
Wait, you learned Japanese?
I really did, yeah.
That's amazing.
No bit zone.
That's a really difficult language.
It is really difficult.
And that's the same on Uranus and Earth?
It's Earth Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no Japan on Uranus.
Yeah, there's no space. Well, there's Space Australia.
And there's also
Space Australia?
Yeah, we found that
Eurythma out. Eurythma kept speaking in some weird Uranus language that no one else is using now.
Yeah, but it wasn't Japanese.
Well, you see, I also learned Earth English. So,
Oh, that explains how we can understand you.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm very good linguist.
Because mm-hmm. the languages I speak are Earth English,
mm-hmm.
Earth Spanish pretty well,
ooh.
Earth Portuguese okay,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
and then, yeah.
Mr. Roboto.
And right now I'm learning Earth Gaelic.
Mm. Earth Gaelic.
What a useless seeming language.
I love the movie Brave, and I want to understand the soundtrack.
Okay.
Mordi.
Mordu.
Mordu.
So far, according to my lessons, it's just the name of the bear, Mordu.
Mm.
Oh.
Wow.
But I'll keep you guys updated.
That's what your lessons are? They constantly tell you what
words
your lessons
from...
are specifically teaching
well,
you.
Do you guys know what all of the names of the Sailor Scouts mean?
No.
Yeah, they're all planets.
Well, it's Skino. Usagi, which is a rabbit of the moon. That's mm-hmm. the most famous.
Oh, because there's a rabbit on the moon.
Yes. And in Japanese culture, they believe there's a rabbit on the moon the way, like, Western culture believes there's a man on the moon. And the rabbit is pounding mochi for the new year. So it has a huge hammer. So if you've ever played the game Okami from Earth, it has a rabbit in it. It has a big hammer.
That explains that.
Yeah, it explains that. And then,
every time I play that game, I'm always shouting. I'm like, why does that rabbit have a hammer?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me to concentrate.
It is.
It's like
difficult.
Me and Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're always like, why does that rabbit have a hammer? And you have I should explain. Omar has a picture of a hammer taped to his television.
Yeah, so anytime it lines up, I Why does that blank have a hammer?
Oh my gosh, I used to do the same thing with a mustache, and I would put it on my TV.
Amazing.
But I treated it as a drinking game, and I would drink whenever it lined up.
Were other people present?
Sometimes. I had a summer where I was really depressed, and I was watching a lot of Gilmore Girls. And I figured out exactly how they frame most of the shots. And so I just put the mustache where their face was most often landing. I'd drink.
So you're just getting drunk while they're having coffee in the
diner.
Mean,
if you ever meet someone who says, oh, I'm binge watching Gilmore Girls, that person's probably depressed.
Oh.
So give
or
them,
maybe they're catching
them
up before it comes back to Netflix, which is the streaming service we were talking about.
Oh.
On
it's
Earth.
Coming back?
Mm-hmm.
I might have to go to Earth with you guys if Gilmore Girls is coming back.
It feels like you would have gone to Earth anyway.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, but there were certain things you didn't know.
That's true.
Like the internet or what our houses look like even though you painted
them. Well, I understood internet when you explained it to me as like UNet, but apparently less expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say pennies a day.
Mm-hmm. Pennies. Wow.
Wait, no, how much do you pay for internet? I pay about 50 probably.
50 into 30.
50.
Divided by 30?
Mm-hmm.
What's 50 divided by 30? So you can eliminate the zeros, right?
Uh-huh.
Those go into the...
So 5 divided by 3?
$6 or so.
Wow. 5 divided by 3?
5 divided by 3?
5 divided by... Wait. 50 into 30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Divided by 30.
So 50 into 300.
5 thirds. well...
How many times can 3 go into 50 and then you move the decimal point?
So it's a little less than a dollar, right? Because it's going to be 5/3 is one and
it's
less.
Yeah, it's less than one. It's less
so
than
1.67.
We pay almost a dollar a day.
Yeah, apparently. Less than less than a dollar. Pennies. You could still say pennies.
Oh, yeah, it is technically still pennies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess any amount could just
any
be pennies.
Any amount could be pennies. That's
but you can't pay in pennies.
And Mizuno Ami is water. This is bad because actually I don't know what it means. I think net or maybe just friend, like French.
This is a good lesson for the campaign, and it's to not promise things you can't deliver on.
Hino Ray. Actually, I don't know Ray either.
This is another part of the same lesson.
Minako, I don't know either. I don't know what any other first names mean besides Usagi. I think they're just names.
Oh.
Their last names are all planets, though.
Okay, so, here's what I love about this pitch. Yeah. You know what's amazing about their names in the show? And then you said planets. It's another level to that. And then we went through.
But I was thinking more of Sailor Pluto, whose name means... I mean, her last name means Pluto, obviously.
Yeah.
But her first name is Setsuna. And then Setsuna means sad or lonely.
Oh, geez.
She's the lonely planet.
Mm. And now... Not even a planet anymore.
I count it.
She's not a planet anymore, and she died in the show.
Yeah.
So, double whammy.
That's why her attack is called Dead Scream.
Oh.
She died and she screamed.
I love the way she says it.
Dead Scream.
Dead
Scream.
It's so quiet.
Yeah. My favorite is World Shaking.
Out of the Shaking!
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if in the next... series or season, depending on which region of the universe you're speaking from. I wonder if it's going to have more nudity in the opening.
I hope so.
Wait, what?
Like season 3.
Yeah.
The opening's already happened, though.
It's public?
Yeah.
I just haven't seen it?
The opening of season 3?
Yeah.
I thought Minsweet had already watched it. I thought the first episode's already aired of season 3.
Yeah, but we haven't watched it yet. Not in our timeline. That we exist in.
Oh, now. That was a UNet exclusive. I'm sorry.
Mm. What?
Spoilers.
Then maybe...
We have to go take this thing down.
Yeah.
I'm okay with me getting advanced copies
of
things in the name of Felicia. But I am not okay with everyone else getting it.
No.
Because then what makes me special as a YouTuber with almost 7,000 subscribers?
Mm-hmm. If you combine all of our...
Then we're about
to... Are you at 7,000 without me?
I think I'm at 7,000 without you.
Cool. Then 7,436 or something.
Only 300. Only 200 and 600. No, wait. What? I got lost. Only 2,600 left until we can shoot at the YouTube space.
Yeah. May I make an observation?
Yes.
Yeah. None of us are very good at math.
I guess we're all sort of artists.
Yeah. You're a sink artist.
I
wasn't a former art slave, I guess.
An art slave, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
And then I'm an artist that paints, homes of people that I've stalked. I mean, just, cultures that I'm interested in.
So all four of us mm-hmm. are artists.
All four?
There are only three of us.
You know what? Bad at math.
Yeah.
I thought you were I turned around. I thought you were talking about that corpse behind us as well.
Oh.
Is that an art piece or is that really a body?
No, that's really a body. If it was an art piece, I'd put a sign above it that said, this is not a body.
Oh, how much would it go
See,
for?
See, that's what I thought was so confusing.
What part?
This is not...
See, it got you thinking, hasn't it?
That's
the power of art.
Yeah.
It's like the power of love.
Yeah. Oh!
It's the power of love.
But it's art.
We're slightly out of sync, so we're going to practice this dance routine if you want to like use the bathroom or something, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
With this worked out better. All right?
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
We'll work on it.
I'm going to eat some more pizza first, though. Hey. Sailor.
What? What were the two words you just said?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just reading random names off of the walls around us to try and come up with a name for myself.
That's crazy.
I said the words hey and the word sailor.
Yeah. Just to give you guys an idea of where we are, Gas Lamp District, San Diego, graffiti walls, close to a naval base.
2013.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the year.
2 years ago. If this three. Year was 15.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay, but three if it were 16.
Which it is.
And seven if it were...
Oh, the future. 20. 22.
What? 20?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Hey, Sailor, a podcast about Sailor Moon, not about doing numbers.
That's right. Are you tired of David Krumholtz's always showing up on your television screen saying, give me the numbers. Here, I'm David Krumholtz. Give me some numbers. I gotta do some math. 2, 2 and 2, 4 and 4, 5,
who's
7, 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, what?
Is this the guy from Mad Money?
David Krumholtz?
Who's this guy?
Wait, what?
Who's Dave Krumholtz?
David Krumholtz is the guy who plays the main person in Numbers.
He's
Harold Kumar. He's a comedian. He was in Undeclared.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. I think so. I've never met him personally, so I don't know.
I never watched Numbers. I just watched Hey Sailor. A podcast about Sailor Moon.
Oh, similar to Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast?
Yep, just like it.
Oh, cool.
Except I put on a spectrogram so I can watch it.
Spectrogram is the thing where you put a compass on a... or you put like a little...
That's a sextant.
What?
That's a sextant that you're thinking of.
The thing to chart the stars.
That's a sextant.
Yeah, no, but I'm thinking of... It's like a circle thing. It has holes in it. You put a pencil on it and you draw around.
That's a
spirograph. What do you... Oh, a spectrograph. No, are you thinking of a spectrometer?
What's the one where you put in music and it makes a shape?
Oh, I don't even know what that
is. Like Aphex Twin did that thing and you can see his face in one song?
I was thinking of a mass spectrometer, which you look in and you read the spectrum of it and you can tell what elements things are.
Oh, because it's how heavy is all the different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that.
Okay, cool. Great. Well, listen to Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast, a podcast about science and our guesses about what science is. Also on the Boardwalk Audio Network. You're listening to it right now.
How would you not know?
This doesn't make any sense. This shouldn't be here. Hey, major movie studios, use this before your movies.
Yeah, Fandango.
Fandango, starring Kenan Thompson.
Was that a film?
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I forgot the words after that.
That's okay. I started to forget the words too.
No, okay.
Can I give you guys one note?
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I love
that's a great
note.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome
note.
Good.
All right, good note. Great. All right, high five.
I have one little thing to just toss in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
But I originally meant the Huey Lewis song, Power of Love.
Oh. I've never heard it.
I haven't either.
You guys have seen Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
You have heard The Power of Love by Huey Lewis.
But I don't remember it.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox picks up a guitar and he's like...
That's not Power of Love.
Your kids are going to love it. What?
No, and that was also Johnny Be Good.
What?
By Chuck Berry. It later becomes by Chuck Berry. Because of his cousin Marvin.
That sounds racist.
Johnny Be Good?
In what way?
That a white man had invented something that actually... was invented by a black man.
Oh, that's true. That is racist.
We should talk about racism. I have always had that issue with Back to the Future, to be totally honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's like, no, but really, because, okay, he steals a song and then sells it back to the community. Well, actually, he's pretty much Elvis. He steals the song music and then plays it back to, like, a white, young fan base.
Uh-huh. How did it, well, yeah, he didn't change the future so that he wrote the song.
No, because he just disappears, and I guess Chuck Berry after
But
that
Chuck just Berry takes... just, like, showed up, and
it's insulting
like,
to Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
It's insulting to Chuck Berry that he didn't, to imply that he didn't come up with it himself.
Although...
that he was just inspired by yeah. someone else who wrote the same song.
Oh, it's the Beethoven paradox, right?
What?
Where you're...
Is that a causality loop?
Like, is that the same
you
thing
you
as
get
the Beethoven
a dog
paradox?
That's really cute when it's small, but then it becomes a huge monster that slobbers on you and destroys your family, or turns them against you?
That's the
is
Beethoven.
That how you think
that's
of Beethoven?
That's the Beethoven.
I mean, I don't think you're wrong, if, but...
Yeah.
Oh, the dog
the
Beethoven. It would
Who are
be...
you thinking of?
The Beethoven paradox uh-huh. is sort of like that, uh-huh. where you're this huge fan of Beethoven.
Right.
And
huge.
All the music that Beethoven has
dog.
Written. Mm-hmm. And you go back in time and
you're
you start telling other
dog.
People about Beethoven. They're uh-huh. like, who's Beethoven? And you start sharing all the music.
I see.
And then in the future, there's a dog called Beethoven.
So, was... Beethoven ever actually influential enough on his own to be named to have a dog
named after
him.
The dog? Oh,
or wait, huh? Because he doesn't really resemble a German Shepherd. I mean, God, a Saint Bernard.
The man.
Why is that example a paradox? Like, why? Who came up with that? That because like you have to have time travel for the paradox.
I
to
guess.
Work.
Yeah. I That's, guess they're saying,
yeah.
like, you
no,
can't...
Yeah.
It's just
no,
fatalism.
Like, I understand.
It's like if you go back in time and you try and make something... Like, if you go back in time and you try and say, like, look at this guy, Vincent Van Gogh. His art's really good.
Yeah.
And, like, change...
But that's just a causality
loop.
That's just a causality loop paradox, though.
Like, here's what's freaky, yes. is that where did the music come from originally, then?
Huh?
Where did Beethoven's music come from if there's actually
no
Beethoven?
But I thought you were just... What?
So you
Are you saying that Beethoven doesn't exist?
Yeah, but you what? Tell everyone about the music and you tell everyone about Beethoven and
oh,
you have all the
oh,
music.
Oh, I suddenly understand.
So
and
where
it's
does the
different
music come
than what
from?
I thought it was.
Oh, this is like the painting thing we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. So,
Ish.
Yeah, no, exactly.
In the sense that it's like a thought experiment.
Yeah.
So guys, listen, this has been really fun. I've had a great time. It was really fun to watch that Sailor Moon episode with you on my Unet. But, Mall Security has just looped past this store for like the 10th time, and I kind of can't ignore it anymore. I think that he's looking you guys down. So there's a back exit. You guys can go out the back exit. I don't want you to get caught by the mall cops because they carry like real space blasters.
Yeah, we should probably just get going.
So, can you imagine if Paul Blart, our Earth's mall cop, had a space blaster with him at all times?
I can. I often do.
Yeah. Very dangerous. Very, very, very frightening visions that I have.
That was my pitch for the third film.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
would be good, though.
What was the second one called?
Vegas
Vacation?
Vegas?
Yeah. yeah.
Vegas. Paul Blart 2 Mall Copper than ever.
Caesar's Palace Cop.
Was that it?
CPC?
CPC? CPK.
California.
I mean, it could be a CBK.
Guys, he's passed by again.
That's 11. We're in double digits for the second time.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we want to find out what happens if he comes by a 13th time.
Ooh, it's like a Bloody Mary thing.
Ooh.
But yeah, I was just, but 12 is fine.
He would appear in the mirror.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
yeah,
we'll let him
12,
loop, we'll
12
loop around.
Is the one that comes after 11. My bad.
Oh,
sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all bad at
so bad at math.
So bad at numbers.
I feel like each one of us improves for just a second enough to point out the other people's.
It's some kind of paradox, isn't it? We're like, we only make ourselves, we only get better at math when someone else is badder at it, worse at math.
Oh, you're bad at grammar too.
Oh gosh, guys, he's He's approaching the store. He's walking with purpose toward this.
Okay, we're not going to get to 13 early.
I think I've got to hustle you guys out of here.
We'll go out the back. We're going to just take the squirrel painting
Yes. Best of luck with your revolution.
Thank you.
Oh, don't forget. Here, I designed the poster for your campaign.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. I was painting it while you were in the bathroom.
Oh, I love this slogan. Trust and believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, okay. I gotta get you out.
All right. Okay. It was very nice meeting you.
So great to meet you.
Oh, by the way, this is what the Golden Gate Bridge looks like.
Oh my God.
Take it. We gotta go.
Yeah, we have to go.
Take it. Just take my phone.
I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Wait. How do we stay in contact with you?
Like, I'll call my phone.
Well, as soon as
you call my phone. She's got my phone.
Okay.
Oh, keep your phone. Yeah.
Yeah, you keep my phone.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. Do you have, like, a social media handle or something?
No, yeah, it's my Twitter handle.
You know what? I actually am on Twitter. You can follow me at KB in LA, but it's spelled phonetically. KAYBEE underscore in underscore LA. Just LA, not ELLEA or whatever. KB in LA. That's me.
Oh, you want to go to Los Angeles one day?
Yes, I do.
Or Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. What is
yes, there? Either or.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's good to meet you.
It's good to meet you, too.
Yeah. Now we're on the run.
Yeah.
Later days.
All right. Well, that's been another pretty great adventure.
I guess so, yeah. We have this cool poster. I didn't want to say anything. She wrote Bomar on it instead of Omar.
Yeah, I'm going to run under a alias.
Okay, cool. Great.
Yeah, like a pen name.
Yeah.
But instead of a pen name, presidential name.
Yeah.
Even though it's a high chancellor position.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, well, it looks like we got a lot of work ahead of us. Good timing, too, because I guess that's the end of season 2 of Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
So I guess...
That's all there really is I have to say about it.
Yeah. I guess this is the season 2 finale of us recording. We'll just start recording later anyway.
Yeah.
But it's good to label your folders like with chapters and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of my file cabinets are all named... like my taxes are under chapter 17.
Yeah.
From Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my least favorite chapter of the book.
Okay. Well.
Is that the cheating chapter with the, what's his face? Ah, we'll figure it out later. All right. Well, if you guys want to support our campaign, to make Bomar the president of the High Chancellor
mm-hmm.
of Uranus, just tweet us at Hey Sailor Moon. That's it, right?
Yeah. Right. It's the second time that Elizabeth and Darcy talk.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
They still don't like each other? It's like they're at the party?
No, they don't like each other until the very end.
I wanted you to know I'm basing my timeline off of the Lizzie Bennet Diaries, not off of the book.
Oh! Has anyone done a novelization of the Lizzie Bennet Diaries?
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
I guess so. Yeah. Has anyone made a movie version of that novelization?
Yeah, Elizabethtown.
Oh, great.
Okay, great. We'll see you
in the future.
Which is where we're going right now. Bye.